Welcome to Ball is Life. Here I am, DJ Smoove. Today, so here, DJ Smoove here again, and then, you know, here with my co-host.
What's up? I'm DJ Roughhouse, and then we got another guest.
DJ DV. I do it.
Do you do it? So, yeah, we do it here at radio.dominican.edu. So, Tay, we got a great show for you today. We got talking about the trade deadline and all the NBA trades that happened and see who improved, who lost, who didn't improve, and who could have done better. And then in the next segment, we'll talk about the top eight, who we think is going to make the playoffs in the Western Conference. And then the last segment, we'll talk about who we think is going to make it in the Eastern Conference. So it's a great show today. Thank you again for tuning in. So let's just dive right into it. NBA trades. So, Roughhouse, what's the trade that happened that appealed to you the most?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of trades, but I think the one that appealed to me the most was probably that Suns trade when they got rid of the Dragic brothers, and now they're rejoined in Miami. So that's pretty cool to see that. Also, that KJ McDonald going to the Rockets. I mean, you gotta
McDaniels.
My bad. You gotta throw that in there.
Yeah. Also.
And then KG going home.
Oh yeah, for Thaddeus Young.
Yeah.
KG went back to Minnesota. What are your thoughts about that, DV?
He's gonna retire there. That's where he's going.
Yeah.
He's going home.
I see that.
He's going home.
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 Home. He did say he gave the little what's it called? He gave a quote. He was just like, LeBron. You know, if LeBron can go home, why can't I go home? I thought that was actually really cool. He said, you know, a word that we can't say on air. We'll get in trouble.
They were asking about if he was going to coach when he's done. And he's like,
I'd be scared of him if I was a player.
He said, nah. Just N-A-H.
If he was my coach, I would lose my mind because I'd be so scared to go to practice. He's crazy. He's crazy.
He just loves the game.
Is he really that dedication?
Okay, Zach LaVine has his old locker in his locker room, uh-huh. Right? And Zach LaVine said he was scared. And so he said he offered his locker back to KG, and KG says no. So he took the locker next to him and told Zach LaVine, you're never going to be comfortable for the rest of the year.
I don't think you shouldn't be scared. Yeah, he's just trying to motivate him.
Another thing. The veterans on the team said, you guys better not have your phones out while KG's in the locker room, or before practice starts, your phones are going to go in the toilet.
I did hear that. I feel like he should be a better role model, though, you know? He should be the guy that's like, oh, yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to build, like, this future for the team. I'm going to build up that Andrew Wiggins. I'm going to build up the Zach LaVine, all the youngsters, you know?
Yeah, he has to be the mentor. Yeah, he's just trying to get them out of, like, the bottom of the West because they're in last place.
He's a positive addition to the team. I'm not saying it's bad. I was just saying I'm going to be scared. I'm scared of him. He's 7'1". Come on.
Yeah, he's big. I mean, another big trade was the Pelicans. They got, like, Norris Cole, Justin Hamilton, mm-hmm. Sean Williams.
And that three-team trade.
Yeah, that was a big trade, and I think that Norris Cole is going to – he's going to prosper with the Pelicans, I think.
Yeah, I felt like he was I think he was just – he was losing time out of the rotation because, you know, they got Shabazz, Napier in Miami, and then also Mario Chalmers, and that whole thing wasn't clicking out.
You think that he's going to be coming off the bench, though, for Kemba Walker? Or not Kemba Walker.
Drew Holiday and Eric Gordon and Tyreek Evans. Oh, yeah, he's definitely coming off
the bench.
I don't see him as a starter.
Not yet.
But, I mean, he's a great –
he's a good backup.
Yeah, really. He's like coming off veteran Eric Gordon. He can pass the ball. He can shoot the three. I mean, I think he's just another good Eric Gordon.
I think the most surprising thing was the Phoenix Suns trading the Dragic brothers because they said we're trying to trade Isaiah Thomas so we can keep Goran Dragic, but yet. They traded him anyways.
Oh, yeah.
They got rid of both of them.
To the Celtics?
Yeah.
He's doing well with the Celtics. He just hit that game winner.
Did he?
A little while ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think it was against the Lakers.
No, they lost against the Lakers, Roughhouse.
He got a
celebration. Yeah. He got a
G now. We back in the building.
Yeah, he got
it. Hey, coming out of, what spot is it? 11?
They're right ahead of the Timberwolves. It's like Timberwolves and Lakers. And then whoever else.
Playoff push?
Everybody else.
No, but also in that three-team trade with the Miami Heat and the Pelicans that involved Dragic and Norris Cole, I thought the Suns actually did well getting Danny Granger and then John Salmons, two veteran guys that have been around in the league and have experience in the playoffs.
Could be.
And also, but they also got two first-round picks from the Heat, so, you know. That's actually very valuable because I don't see the Heat actually really being a threat from here on out.
I think the Jazz, too, also big winners. They got Kendrick Perkins, Grant Jarrett. Said Jarrett Jack earlier, but which is not. But, I mean, they also got some picks coming up for the future.
Uh-huh. And they actually they got rid of Kendrick Perkins. A couple they just got rid of him a couple days ago. He just signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, I think that there's just so much potential now with all these new trades. I think it's going to be cool to see how who's going to start coming to their own and who's going to start like hating their team now. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, every trade can't go the way that you expected it to go.
True, true.
So who are the losers?
Losers? I think I got to say the 76ers, even though they got like a lot of first-round picks and stuff like that. They just really they got JaVale McGee and they have
JaVale McGee
and they got like two other centers. I was like, what's the point? Why are they just building their team around centers? Yeah. They have Joel Embiid and they have Nerlens Noel and now they have JaVale McGee.
And they lost Michael Carter Williams. Yeah, I think that was a big hit.
Yeah, he was Rookie of the Year last year and they sent him to the Bucks for nothing. They just got a first round pick.
Hey, the Bucks gonna be nice, I think, coming up. I mean, they got Jabari Parker, the Greek Freak. And now,
oh, they're very young. Gosh.
Yeah, they're really young.
I thought, you know, and they got Jason Kidd. He can suit up whenever he wants to.
Whenever he feels like it's Calvert time.
League. Yeah. I don't know. And also, losers, I want to say the Nuggets in their trade with the Trailblazers.
Yeah.
Because they got rid of Aaron Aflalo and Alonzo G. And then who are actually very good players. Aaron Aflalo, he was like the main guy in Orlando for a couple years. And they really didn't get anything back in return besides Thomas Robinson and a first-round pick, which is lottery-protected. They got Will Barton and Victor Claver. Like,
you think that the I don't think that Portland even won in that trade. I think that was a lose-lose trade.
Really?
I mean, I really do. I just don't see how Alonzo Gee. I mean, like, they got two forwards. I mean, they already have LaMarcus Aldridge down there.
True, but so
they're just building up more depth for a position that's already filled. I feel like
I think the Boston Celtics lost in this trade where they sent Tayshaun Prince back to the Pistons.
Oh,
they got Jonas Jerebko, and I don't even know who this guy is. I've never heard of him. G.G. Datome. I don't even know he played.
He's probably one of those European.
I forgot Tayshaun Prince was still in the league.
Yeah. Oh, he's going strong still. He's going strong.
Oh, he was nice with Memphis, but you know, I think Memphis upgraded when they got Jeff Green.
Oh yeah, definitely upgraded.
Also, who I thought they lost, Sacramento Kings. They traded Ramon Sessions for Andre Miller.
George Karl.
But Andre Miller is 39 years old.
That's George Karl. It's all George Karl.
That was a horrible trade.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yes.
George Karl is a smart man.
He is a smart man, but he got rid of...
I mean,
of
he's not doing the trading, but I mean, that's his man.
True, true. But he got rid of Ramon Sessions, which, okay, Ramon Sessions is not one of the top point guards in the league, but he's a good bench point guard. He can play. He knows how to play the game, and he's very athletic. And he's young.
I think he has good vision, too.
Who's the starting point guard for the Kings?
Darren Collison.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't know.
This was a little while back, but what do you guys think about Austin Rivers going to play for his dad?
I just think that was, I don't know, a family move.
You think Doc had any say? You think he was like...
Of course he did.
He makes the trades.
Let's get my boy.
I think he makes the trades. He's the GM. He's not like technically the GM. That's not his title, but he makes the final decisions.
Yeah. Oh wow.
So, yeah, and I think
because usually, I would like to assume that the GM and the head coach are, you know, they talk to each other because, you know, the coach has to coach people, but the GM just makes the trade. So, I'm pretty sure some coaches get the last say in who they want, and who they don't want.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Because I mean, if you get a guy that's not going to fit your system, I mean, what good is that going to do? It's going to end up the GM and the coach getting fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you need to get. It's all about getting wins. and you want to bring in players who you think is going to help you get wins. And, I mean, Austin Rivers is a young talent. I mean, he was good in Duke. I think he was doing well in his first couple years in the league. I think he's going to succeed and strive under the Chris Paul. And I just think that he's going to be able to learn really well from him.
I know
Chris Paul would be a good mentor for
him. Yeah, true. But I heard he's like a free agent after Austin Rivers, a free agent after this year, and they're saying that they might not even bring him back.
Really?
So, yeah. But that's what I heard, but I don't know, but it's too early to talk. I know we're talking about losers right now, but I just want to go back to who I thought won. I just saw this trade between the Hornets and the Timberwolves, and the Hornets acquired a Mo Williams.
That's an excellent win for them.
Yeah, and they got rid of really nobody. They got rid of Troy Daniels and Gary Neal in a second round pick.
Yes, in 2019. Yeah.
I'm going to be in med school.
LeBron James Jr. is going to be in the league by then.
Yeah. LeBron James Jr., Bronny James. He's already getting scholarship offers at 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I didn't even know what college was at 10.
That was crazy. That was insane.
LeBron was actually frustrated by it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Why? I saw that. I didn't read it, but why?
I mean,
he's going to be in college in 9 years. Who wants to put that pressure on their kid?
He doesn't have to commit.
I mean, but you shouldn't be talking to a 10-year-old kid.
True,
but still, you're not even in the signing period yet. Like,
he's already on the ESPN.
He's not even in middle school yet.
He's already ESPN top 100 recruits.
You're right. He's a 4-star athlete at 10 years old. Already got an ESPN recruiting page.
He's big too. I mean, compared to other kids that he's playing against.
Yeah, he is big.
Like he's, I don't know.
But
what do you guys think about Nate Robinson going back to the Celtics?
I really hope he does well.
He's jumped over the entire league.
Yeah, literally.
True.
Literally.
I remember, I was watching, some NBA TV, and I was, watching some, flashback games. And I saw him on the bench with the OKC Thunder, and I was just like, when was he with the Thunder?
Was he?
Yes, he didn't play. He was with the Thunder, then they traded him to the Celtics for Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was in the Kendrick Perkins trade to the Thunder.
Wait.
The Kendrick Perkins and the Jeff Green trade?
Yes, he was in that trade.
I did not know that.
Wait, why did the Celtics want Nate Robinson? Like, what? How did Kendrick
Perkins?
They got
Nate Robinson and Jeff Green.
Oh, for Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah.
Kendrick Perkins, and
I think
that was a long time ago. And Kendrick Perkins was supposed to be the center that the Thunder needed to make the next step. And now look at him. They traded him to Utah.
To the Jazz.
But now he's with Cleveland, making a run with LeBron.
I think Timothy Mozgov going to
the Cavs. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
He's actually doing really well. He's doing really well.
I'm going to get, yeah.
I think the Cavs are the real winner of the trading season.
Why? Because they got Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith.
Yeah, have you seen the way they've been playing?
Yeah, they got Mozgov too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've been playing really, really well.
Oh no, they definitely.
I think they're gonna make. I think they'll get the 2 seed by the end of the season.
Well, we'll get more into that in the next segment. Yeah, but talking about, I just one thing before we go into the next segment, before we go on break. But one of the other you talked about losers, Roughhouse. The Knicks are a loser. What are they doing over there? They're just losing all over the place. They don't know.
Melo's done for the season.
I love Phil Jackson. That's my boy. But
that's your boy. You want to call him?
That's my boy. But I got his number on speed dial.
Triangle offense.
Yeah. D Fish. That it's just
Do iPhones have speed dial?
Yeah, you put favorites. Yeah. Bro.
Oh, okay. Well.
Come on now. Get your head into the game.
All right, get your Lakers in the game.
They won't be in the game for a while.
Yeah. No, they're back in the building.
Next year.
Yeah, next year.
There's always next season.
Kobe, 9 months.
Look at the Cubs. Next year.
LeBron's going to the Lakers.
No, he's not.
If anything, Westbrook is going to the Lakers.
No, he's not. He's not going anywhere.
And then DeAndre Jordan said he wanted to go too.
DeAndre Jordan's definitely going to the Lakers.
Really?
No.
And then Kevin Durant to the Wizards.
No, it's all right. It's someone from Dominican.
Everybody's just going home.
One of Dominique Taplin from Dominican's going. We're picking him up in the second round, bro.
Bold prediction.
He might actually do better than some people.
All right. So we're going to get back. We're going to take a break here at Ball is Live and then get into the Eastern Conference and who we think are going to make the playoffs. So this is Ball is Live. I'm DJ Smooth with my co-host
DJ Roughhouse.
And our guest
DJ DV.
All right. We'll be right back after this break.
You like your pizza cold, I think that's hot. You like to swim at night when the moon is full. You think that makes you strange, I think that's cool. And you say you're scared that I won't be there. Baby, I swear I'm not going. And all the mannequins, they look the same. There's no one else like you, one of a kind. And I'm a lucky guy, cause you're all mine. And you say you're scared that I won't be there. Baby, I swear I'm not going anywhere. You can change your head. You like your pizza cold. Yeah, I'm falling for you. Falling for you. You can change your hair 5 times a week. You can change your name. Get a little bit crazy. You can dance in the rain. Rock your second and shake.
And we are back. I am DJ Smooth again from my co-host
DJ Roughhouse
and our guest here today
DJ DV. I do it.
He does do it, and we do it here on Ball is Life. Hey. So we're going to get – we just talked about the trades in the earlier segment, and now we're going to get into the Eastern Conference and see who's going to, like, move up and who's going to slip out. And big news in the Eastern Conference lately, Derrick Rose in Chicago, he's possibly done for the year again with his knee. Thoughts,
he's
Stevie?
For sure done.
Moment of silence.
Moment of silence, yeah.
Take a breather.
If all right, we're done.
If you're listening, it's too late.
Oh. you know, man, what is this? 3 years in a row? 4 years in a row?
It's like it's been
ever since he's got MVP. It's like the
the Madden curse.
Yeah, the Madden curse. That's what I'm gonna say. Ever since you go on the cover, you know, you just fall down. I mean, you know, I hope he's not out for this season. I hope he can make a comeback. But I mean,
you kind of
have to look out for your health.
Yeah, I really think it's safe if he just takes the rest of the season off. I really don't think that he should come back. I mean, he takes so much time off already with both of his knee injuries. He's, like, taking his time, you know, getting back, doing all the rehab. And then he just gets re-injured. Like, I don't know what. Like, are you walking wrong? Like, what are you doing wrong?
He's got to be doing something wrong or not doing something at all. But, I mean, maybe he is doing it and it's just not, you know, something's not happening right. I don't know.
Maybe he needs two bowl of Wheaties in the morning.
If you're Chicago right now, if you're like the GM or an owner or something like that, do you just say, you know, cut him off? Like, this is it? Like, do you just get rid of him and just start new and just say he's a lost cause?
No. But you got to find somebody else.
I'm walking up to Pau Gasol and I'm being like, time to step up.
No, but if I'm GM at Chicago, I'm looking for another point guard.
Well, you can't trade. You gotta go free agency.
I know you gotta go free agency because the trade deadline's over. But in the off season, you know, you gotta look for somebody to fill the shoes because you can't really trust his health anymore. How many seasons in a row?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you can't really trust his health anymore. You can't. He's not the superstar he once was, doing the acrobatic stuff, dunking. I don't think he's dunked in a game since before that season.
Actually, he did dunk this year. He dunked. It was the first time he dunked in a game in like 2 years.
Just, I mean, come on. Like, you gotta, you take 3 years off, but you're still unhealthy.
That's so true.
Yeah, true. Okay, so Chicago's at the 3 seed right now. They got Cleveland half a game out. So obviously, we all agree here, Cleveland's gonna overtake
that three.
Yeah,
I think Cleveland could slide in that 2 seed if Toronto keeps playing the way they're playing.
I mean, if Atlanta just starts dropping off.
I can't see them dropping off.
I could see Toronto dropping off, though. I mean,
they're
2.5 back?
They're 2.5 back.
A game and a half.
Yeah, game and a half. They're on a three-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Cleveland's coming up with a three-game winning streak. You know, yeah. I think, yeah, 2 seed. 2 seed.
Okay.
But very soon.
The thing is that can Cleveland hold that until April?
They got LeBron.
Yeah.
They got LeBron,
but they're still 9 games back in the East at first place.
That's totally fine.
And Kevin Love's actually been playing real good lately.
He's been stepping up.
Iman Shumpert.
Kyrie Irving.
Come on.
I forgot about him right now.
Like, that's the ultimate 2K team. You got two shooters. You got a guy who can go to the lane and shoot. You got two guys that can go to the lane and shoot. You got J.R. Smith who can shoot. Iman Shumpert who can shoot. Come on, like
true.
I mean, they're not the Warriors shooters. They're not Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, but they are shooters.
Okay, so around the table, we're gonna go around. Start with Roughhouse. Is Cleveland the favorite now that Derrick Rose is out for the year?
Favorite to win in the East?
To win to go come out of the East and be in the NBA Finals.
To the Finals, I think Atlanta has the best shot right now.
Yeah, Atlanta.
They're just so solid all the way around. I mean, the way that they played in January, if they could reciprocate that in the second half of the season, I think they could do something magical.
Yeah, they're the only team that like, didn't their whole starting five get NBA Player of the Week award or something like that?
I think that's fair. I think that was a great thing to do.
All right, DV, I saw your face when Rafael said that Atlanta over Cleveland.
Oops.
Who's your favorite in the East right now?
Cleveland.
You know, we didn't even need to ask you the question.
You really did. Because, I mean, okay, I'm going, okay, the regular season, Cleveland was going to make the playoffs regardless, no matter what seed.
True.
But when LeBron's team, ever since LeBron went to the Heat in, what, 2010?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When he plays in the playoffs, his team is a totally different team. He I don't know what is said in the locker room. I really don't care. But he brings an like a kind of an aura to that locker room, and it just gets everybody playing 50 times better.
And he does, yeah.
So when it comes playoff time, LeBron's team is a different team. Cleveland finals.
Cleveland jumps into that 2 seed and they play Miami first round.
That would be nice.
That'd be
I would watch that entire series. I usually don't watch the entire series, but I will watch that entire series.
All right, yeah, Smooth. Who got those Smooth?
Hold on, can we get a moment silent for Chris Bosh?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're done. Peace.
R.I.P. Favorite right now in the East.
Don't say Washington.
I'm not gonna
for
say
the finals. Do
it. I'm not saying Washington. I'll go with Cleveland because I picked them earlier in the year. I did pick them early in the year, and I was like, you know, they're gonna make the final. But sleeper.
Okay, Washington. You want to talk about sleepers?
Washington Wizards are a sleeper. They have their starting five is probably one of the top 10 in the league. They got John Wall at point guard, Bradley Beal at shooting guard when he comes back. They got the truth, Paul Pierce at the three. Nene and Gortat as the
oh my gosh,
they're,
well, don't do it.
They can play, and their bench has got some players that can play. Also, they got Otto Porter Jr., Kevin Seferin. You know, they got guys to play the game. So
Washington
is a sleeper. I can see them make it to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cleveland Cavs.
I like that.
That'd be a good finals.
That would be a good one. Actually, the playoffs this year are going to be I feel like they'd be one of the best, or not one of the best playoffs, because you know you got to go back. But it's going to be a really good, like there would be a couple good series the first round.
Last year
the first round, and then it kind of got dry, and then the finals was.
I really think if Charlotte gets into that 8th seed, that they could potentially do something magical.
Is that your sleeper in the East?
That's my sleeper in the East.
My sleeper in the East is Indiana.
They're not even in.
If they get Paul George,
they're so far
to
back.
Come back in March. I don't want to rush that dude because that he is real.
They're 11th in the East.
Okay,
yeah, that's they're just behind, a game and a half though.
They're behind Detroit, Charlotte, and Brooklyn. And who's their star player right now? David West, Roy
they're,
Hibbert,
they're
your boy
they're,
Hibbert.
They're tied with Detroit.
Hibbert,
it's
the
just
guy
a game.
And they're a game and a half.
Hey,
out.
I know. I really see that. Indiana could make the 8th seed, but no way that they're getting past Atlanta first round.
I really think they should have traded Roy Hibbert. Like, I really think so.
Who would you have liked to seen go to them then? For Hibbert?
Oh, man. But who would want Hibbert for, like?
The free agency. The D League.
Dominican?
Send him back to Dominican basketball that far?
Work on your game.
Get the fundamentals down.
I mean, I don't see Indiana making the playoffs, to be honest.
No, they're really
Charlotte,
not.
Charlotte, who's... has some talent. Brooklyn, whatever the hell they're doing over there. I don't know what
Pistons are potential.
And the Pistons,
with all the trades
they just got. Reggie Jackson.
Okay, the way I look at it is the Pacers were a good team last year.
They were.
And then in the summer, then Paul George had that god-awful injury.
Oh, man.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
He's not dead yet.
Yet.
We all got to die sometime.
My gosh.
And so... When he come, I feel like that put a damper on the everybody in the organization. So you know everybody's kind of going down, and so they got to look for that. Who's next?
Sure.
Roy Hibbert wasn't doing in the playoffs, and so they don't really have anybody. And so, do they still have George Hill?
Yeah, they do still have George Hill.
But he was only good when Paul George was good, and so you gotta really take that into consideration when Paul George comes back, I feel like everybody's going to be on the up and up, you know. And so I feel like that game and a half gap they have right now, it's not going to really change much.
True.
Because everybody, I mean, the bottom half of the East is not very good.
Yeah, another sleeper that I think is Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, I was about to say that, Rafael's. Milwaukee, they just got Michael Carter-Williams. They've already have a young core in Greek Freak.
Jabari Parker that's injured, but, I mean, he could come back.
Mm-hmm. Who else do they have? They got, you know, they also got some veterans. They got Jared Dudley.
Do they still have Larry Sanders?
Larry Sanders, yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Brandon Knight left, though, right?
Yeah, they could traded him.
To the Suns. He's on the Suns now.
Yeah, he's on the Suns now.
DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Never forget.
We won't. But, yeah, no, Milwaukee is a team. They're right there at the 6th seed. They can play either a
Chicago.
But it's probably going to
be. Chicago's not going to hold on, though.
Yeah, it's probably going to be
Milwaukee could potentially slide
Cleveland
into the fifth.
They put Joe Kim Noah at point guard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Milwaukee. They're only two games out.
Milwaukee and Washington, first round?
That would be an exciting series.
That's a young series.
Very exciting.
I think Washington would sweep. I think Washington would sweep.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily. John Wall.
I don't know. Milwaukee could pull a game out or two. They've been playing good.
When is Bradley Beal coming back? I haven't read anything about his injury.
No, I haven't heard anything either.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He was in a suit though on the sideline last night against.
Maybe
the,
suited.
I mean, they really almost beat the Golden State Warriors without Bradley Beal, who's one of their top scorers.
Yeah, no, It was Washington is a very up-tempo team that can score some points. They have a lot of scorers. They have a lot of weapons. Gortat, they can throw it in and have Gortat and Nene do a two-man game. They have John Wall who can just blow by his defender. He's one of the fastest players in the league, if not the fastest.
Kemba.
Kemba Walker is quick.
John Wall.
John Wall 6'4". John Wall is quicker. But Kemba got the nice step back.
Kemba's got the deadliest step back in the league.
Oh, he does.
Besides Steph Curry.
Brad, I love Kemba Walker. I think he's so nice.
Trim to the Rockets for you, yeah?
Hey, I would take him over Patrick Beverly any day.
Hey, Pat Beverly.
Okay, he is nice, but yeah, I'm just saying it would be nice to have that young Kemba Walker. I mean, his vision is... I mean, I guess he doesn't get as many steals as Patrick Beverly, though.
Exactly.
Because Beverly got the hands.
True.
You guys can have Jeremy Lin back.
I mean, please. I love that we're not even talking about Miami or Brooklyn, though.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone's with Bosch now out for Miami, possibly out for the season. I don't think D-Wade can carry the Heat in the first round against a team.
2006?
Like, yeah, no. It's,
no.
But he had Shaq in 2006.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
He had Shaq.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't see.
Dr. O'Neal.
Yeah, I do not see Miami doing. I can see them getting swept. Brooklyn, I don't think they're going to hold on to.
I could see Miami and Brooklyn both falling out of the playoffs.
True, I could. Yeah,
and Charlotte and Detroit slide in, or Indiana and Detroit.
Yeah.
Now you guys want to mention Indiana?
Well, you brought up some good points.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. But I mean, still thinking about this, we don't know if Paul George what his timetable is on his return.
True.
I read something about March, but how long ago was that?
It was like last week.
I read something last week.
Oh. But, you know, Indiana does still, they got guys. They got David West, who's an all-star, or, you know, he's been an all-star in the past.
Yeah.
Rodney Stuckey's not bad. They got him. Who else do they have, though? George Hill, like you said. So they got players, but
Hibbert can grab 7 rebounds in a game.
He needs to score some points.
Yeah, he needs putbacks.
Okay.
I don't like to comment on people's games, but
he needs
come
offensive
on.
Boards.
Come on.
All right. Okay, so let's just go around. Do you see a team in the top 8 making a big drop in the East, just falling off or just having a horrible second half of the year?
Toronto, I think, is the biggest one. Or Chicago. But, I mean, I'm going to say more so Chicago, actually, because I don't think that – I mean, who is their point guard now? Like, who is facilitating
the
offense?
They got Aaron Brooks.
True. Brooks
who?
Is
– Aaron Brooks?
Who? No, I know who Aaron Brooks is.
He was
decent a couple years ago. He was a good player.
He's not 2010 D Rose though.
True, he's not. But
nobody's
there,
2010
yeah,
D Rose.
Yeah, there's only one
D Rose. Isn't even 2010 D Rose.
Yeah,
you think he ever gets back to 100?
No,
he's unfortunately I don't see.
I would have said that
that's
3
so
years
devastating.
Ago.
Yeah. It's so sad because he has so much to offer. Like when he won the MVP that year, it was just like
all he wants to do is just play.
We were talking about when's the time he's going to win a ring.
It was going to be that year.
Yeah, people thought he was going to win a championship before LeBron, but now, unfortunately, that's not happening. That didn't happen.
Here come the D-Rose jokes again.
Yeah.
yeah, you're
D-Rose memes. But, yeah, so you say Toronto might make the biggest fall in the top eight?
I think Toronto.
All right, DV, who do you think's going to make a big fall?
A big drop?
Yeah, a big drop. Might even fall out. It could be any team in the top eight.
I mean, looking at the top eight, I would just say Chicago.
Chicago?
Just because of D-Rose. I mean, again, D-Rose hasn't really had a big impact on the team this year. But at the same time, you know, it's not you guys don't have D Rose, so I say Chicago. May they're gonna, definitely going to drop, but true. I don't know about falling out of the top eight.
Yeah, this made like for me that I think is going to drop. This may not like it might not be like it might be obvious, but I don't see Brooklyn holding the eighth spot.
Yeah,
like I said, I think Charlotte or Detroit or Indiana, one of those three teams is going to take that eighth spot. It might even move up to the seventh spot because I don't see Miami without Chris Bosh winning a lot of games.
But what happened to Darren Williams though?
I don't know. Did Joe Johnson's on Detroit.
I think he's on a vacation.
I mean, Detroit.
Yeah, like is he in the Caribbean somewhere?
Yeah.
Need to get away.
Know. Yeah, Brooklyn, I don't know what they're doing. Their Russian owner selling the team now. Did you hear that? He's selling. No. Yeah, he's selling the team.
How much I want to buy?
Want to buy. Jay-Z's going to buy it back.
Really? Wasn't he part owner at one point?
Yeah, but he dropped because of to be a sports agent. He has a sports agent.
He's doing everything but music.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's got Beyonce as his wife.
Yeah, so Beyonce can do the music.
Good point.
He's good.
He only got to do much. But yeah, so I see just Brooklyn because I don't know what they're doing. They got Thaddeus Young, and I don't know who. Thaddeus Young really didn't impress me with Minnesota. I was like, what did he do?
He doesn't impress me at all.
Like, he earlier in his career in Philadelphia, he was okay. And then when he went to Minnesota, I didn't really see much. But again, I don't watch, you know, it's Minnesota. They're a horrible team, so.
Hey, next time is
Minnesota. They're up and coming.
Yeah.
They're up and coming.
Zach LaVine, dunk contest. Andrew Wiggins. Anthony Bennett.
Anthony Bennett is actually, I think he's really pretty good.
Cleveland really had a bust on those first two picks, though, for their rookie years.
Who?
They had Anthony Bennett, and then who was there last year?
Andrew Wiggins.
I know, but they traded him. No, that's what I'm saying. They just can't keep.
True.
I guess they traded them for something
better.
I think
that was rigged, bro. They got like three first round, the top choices in like four different.
They got Kyrie.
Three in the last four lotteries. I was really salty.
I was actually surprised they picked Anthony Bennett as the number one pick.
Me too. Well, everyone thought they were going to take, what's his name, Nerlens Noel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And he slipped down.
He slipped down because of that knee injury.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was just like, whoa! Like, where is this coming from?
I didn't even know I saw him in the March Madness tournament before that draft, and I didn't really think he was number one pick quality. But
yeah, I don't know. Me.
I think it was his sorry. Upside.
But yeah, they got
because if you look at the plays he makes, he's actually pretty good.
No, he's good. He's a good player. He's very talented.
Yeah.
You got to be talented to be picked number one in the draft.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, but
they have to see tremendous upside.
But that tremendous upside got them Kevin Love, Cleveland. I was talking, they got Kevin Love because of it. So, the East, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Yeah. There's a lot of teams fighting for those last two spots. And then, you know, Chicago now lost one of their best player, Derrick Rose. So, Cleveland might make a move to get that two spot because Toronto's playing horrible. So, we'll see what happens. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the Western Conference playoffs, which is deadly. So, again, I am DJ Smooth with my co-host.
DJ Roughhouse. Just know, rare.dominican.edu. And so, we'll be right back.
All right.
got my mind, my girl. I've been on you. My heart is cold. Girl is mine. She's got a little dress on.
Welcome back to Ball is Life here on the one and only radio.dominican.edu. Again, I am DJ Smooth, one of your hosts for Ball is Life. My other is my friend here,
DJ Rough House.
And we got our guy. Our guy, we love him. We love him when he stops by.
Oh, yeah.
DJ DV, I do it.
Yes, he does. Big. He's on his Big Sean grind right now. Dark Sky Paradise, cop that.
Yeah, actually, though.
Get it for free from music.com.
Yeah. Album of the year.
But, you know, we'll get into music another day. Here we got to talk about the competitive Western Conference.
Best Jeez. Conference in the league.
Probably, actually, though.
Yeah.
You know, Lakers take a seed in the East.
Stop. We've already
calculated it. They're not making it. If they win the rest of the games, they are not.
They are done. They are just straight done.
I could not say
that. Could shut down everybody.
OKC, they don't have anybody. They don't have anybody.
Like you said, D League All Stars.
A bunch of D League All Stars.
Could the Lakers take the eighth seed in the East, though?
Wait.
They could. Let's try.
Yeah, they could.
No, they actually could. They'd be like 5 games out of the eighth seed.
Anyways, stop roasting on my leg.
Yeah, okay, games. Stop roasting.
I won more games in high school.
All right, man. So
we sucked.
Top seed right now
in our own Bay Area. Warriors.
But one of the other top seeds, DV, you got your sources told you, Rondo and his coach are not. They're not on the same page right
now. Well, they weren't. They weren't yesterday. There was a heated exchange during a timeout, which resulted in Rondo getting suspended.
One game, though.
Wow.
His own team suspended him.
And that's not good, because they can still make a it's unlikely, but they're 4 games out of the second spot in the West.
Wow. That's true.
I didn't even see
so
that.
This is kind of a bad thing. There's all-star starting point guard not on the same page. And then could that mean that he doesn't want to stay there? Does not like he's a free agent after this year?
You don't think he's happy?
Yeah, if he Lakers. Doesn't like Rick Carlisle, that's what I was leading to. Let me get there. He can possibly, you know, go to a Lakers or go to some that he wants to play.
Who else needs a point guard?
Lakers.
Jeremy Lin, bro.
No.
Houston can. I know Houston wanted him. He can go to Houston next year.
I mean, do they have the space for him?
Yeah, that's true. Do we have the money for him?
If he would be a good fit, because he's not a James Harden or a Josh Smith or Dwight Howard that wants the ball
to
shoot.
Is he a Patrick Beverly, though? Is he a better Patrick Beverly?
Oh, yeah.
Rondo plays defense.
Does he have his hands? I'm saying Rondo doesn't want to shoot. Does he have Beverly's hands, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's one of the best defensive point guards in the game.
When the Heat or the Cavs had LeBron, Rondo would guard LeBron.
True, yeah. They would put I remember in the finals they would put Rondo on Kobe.
Yeah.
How tall is Rondo?
He's like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, he's like 6'1",
6'2".
Jeez.
But his wingspan's incredible.
He's supposed to be like 6'9". compared to his wingspan.
Oh, like, yeah, he has huge hands.
Yeah, that, like his hands like go down to like his shins. They just hang.
That's why he just touch the ground and walk.
Yeah. I honestly don't think that the eight spots are gonna be changed, but no teams are gonna be changed.
You don't see the Pelicans or the Suns making a move for the eight spot?
I mean, the Suns got OKC, San Antonio, the defending champions, the Clippers, and Dallas, and the 5-8 seeds.
Those are the teams that's supposed to be the top.
You think
like the top four and the bottom four should be changed?
The Pelicans,
how it should
be. The Pelicans without Anthony Davis, a house divided will not stand, and, yeah. And the Pelicans without Davis will not stand.
And the Suns did make a lot of changes throughout the trade deadline.
I mean, It's just crazy. They traded Isaiah Thomas. They traded Goran Dragic. They got Eric Bledsoe and Brandon Knight. They got 2 point guards playing the 1 and 2.
True.
I mean,
and they're three.
And they
games
got Gerald.
Back.
They got Gerald Green. Didn't they get rid of Miles Plumlee?
They did. They traded Miles Plumlee. They traded him to Milwaukee.
They got the Morris brothers.
I like the Morris brothers. I think they're very valuable. I think they can play
when they're together.
But can they win?
No.
That's what.
Okay,
that's what
we're going for.
Okay,
here,
Joe. There it is. So that's
what we're
dumb.
Going here. Can they win?
True. I'm just saying. I like Roughhouse said. I think the eight spots. I think those are going to be the eight teams in the playoffs. I think there'll be a lot of switching around throughout the eight teams. Like honestly, I could see OKC getting the sixth spot and overtaking the Clippers.
I mean, you got to do that, Tony Dungy. You play to win the game.
But just imagine this first round matchup. Golden State, OKC, the 1-8.
If we're going playoffs right now.
Playoffs right now. Playoffs just imagine right now. That's
OKC is going to be higher than the 8th seed. If anything, I think Dallas is going to slide down
like
the
8th. Golden State can lose to OKC in the first round, and it wouldn't be a shock.
Yeah,
people
because,
wouldn't be,
I mean, Golden State in the playoffs, don't get me wrong, they're an excellent team.
Oh,
I have so much respect
they're
for them.
Winning.
I have so much respect for them.
He's salty,
but
no, Golden State is not winning the playoffs.
Okay, let's get into it. Roughhouse, who's your favorite right now to come out of the West?
Rockets.
Why did you even ask him? Why?
James Harden.
He's from SoCal,
James
and
Harden,
he's a Rockets.
James
fan.
Harden MVP.
No.
Rockets win it all.
No, Russell.
Stop.
Russell
Westbrook.
Unless
they face Damian Lillard in Game 7.
Oh my God.
He still has nightmares about those. Roughhouse doesn't.
I gotta take a breather.
He just fainted.
We're gonna go on a quick break.
Okay, so
ouch.
Actually, you really can't sleep on Portland, though.
Oh no, Portland's one of my sleeper teams.
But,
sleeper team,
okay,
huh?
Besides putting my bias aside for Rockets, I'm gonna say the team that's gonna be coming out of the West. Oh, man, I really hate to say it, but I'm going to have to say Golden State
as much as
I don't want
yeah.
to. But if not Golden State, I think Portland could do it with LaMarcus Aldridge and Damian Lillard. I mean, they have a great core over there.
Yeah.
And I really like what they're doing as much as I dislike.
Sorry.
I'll get
sorry
over
to bring, a be- bring
I'll
back
get
those memories. Maggie, go hug them.
I can't do it.
Oh!
On live air. All right.
Anyway. All right.
Another news.
All right, DV, who's your favorite out of the West?
Because Golden State, I don't know. They disappoint me in the playoffs. But
they did take the Clippers seven round. Games last year in the first round without Andrew Bogut. I think Andrew Bogut is a key. If he's healthy, they are a very dangerous team.
I'm going to go with Golden State.
In reality, Steph Curry doesn't show up one game, they lose that game.
In my immediate
backup,
I'm going Memphis.
Memphis?
Yeah.
Wow. You really?
That's bold.
I don't really like Memphis.
I mean, we're sleeping on the Spurs. They're defending champions.
Yeah.
They're pacing themselves. They did not play Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, or Tim Duncan in like the first 10 games that they played. They really let them sit and rest.
And that's my favorite. I honestly, San Antonio coming out of it. They got the experience. They're hungry still at their age.
They got best coach in the league.
I like all respect to Golden State, all these teams, you know, Golden State, Houston, Portland,
Clippers.
Memphis, the Clippers. I don't like the Clippers in the playoffs.
I don't like them either.
I think they're I'm not gonna say.
I don't know why.
I think they're soft in the playoffs.
I think San Antonio is just.
I feel the same way about that. But like, I don't know, like what it's like their mentality though.
Yeah, no, they're.
It's like they just get the all right. We made it to the playoffs. Like we're happy. Okay. Yeah. Like they're like their destination is not set for the finals. There's they just want to make the playoffs. True. And I think that's where.
Yeah.
Their mentality is weak.
That's how I feel.
They're like happy with mediocre. How do I say it? They're happy being mediocre.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's just sad because I know they can do so much more. But it's I just don't like. I really think they play soft in the playoffs, especially Blake Griffin's been getting better, but he always gets, you know, he always gets like punked in the playoffs.
But look at the difference this year. They got Doc Rivers.
But they had Doc Rivers
last. They got Austin Rivers.
Then they got, but they've settled in with Doc Rivers. I feel like
this is playoffs. Their second
season. I mean, Steve Kerr has made a huge, drastic change with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah,
with it being his first year, which is completely amazing.
I think the Clippers could come back, and
I feel like the Clippers they have a better chance this year than they did last year.
Yeah,
because DeAndre Jordan's he grabs a 20-20 game every other night,
and this is just like
without Blake Griffin.
Yeah. But without Blake Griffin, but he's still, I mean, he's still getting a double-double.
I think the Clippers are tired of making, I think the Clippers are hungry. I mean, I think when Blake Griffin gets back, they're going to be in that playoff, the playoff push. Because, I mean, Blake has having a huge break right now with that staph infection. He's just sitting at home chilling.
Yeah.
He's going to be healthy. He's going to be hungry.
And the Clipper, okay, for them, if DeAndre Jordan plays the way he's been playing without Blake Griffin, but with Blake Griffin, imagine they're the best 4-5 duo in the league.
Easily.
He can't take a back seat. I think before when Blake Griffin, I think he was just like DeAndre was just like, oh, like I'm that, you know, I'm not the main guy. But now that he knows that he can pull off 20-20 a night, he can he's like, I'm the main guy. Like either like I think that's why he's gonna get paid a lot this off season, because if the Clippers don't pay him a lot, some team's gonna pay him a lot because he knows that he can be that guy.
Do you think he wants money over a championship?
At this?
Yeah.
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 I think
this is the part, like I feel like this is the part in his career where he's like
only 25. Yeah, 25.
Wow.
He's still on like his rookie contract,
yeah. I think. Out of Texas A&M.
He was a second round pick.
Oh my gosh.
Second round pick.
That's one of the biggest come-ups.
He should have been an All-Star this year.
He should have been an All-Star. But you know,
next year.
But it just is like saying
it's because they go for off. I guess he's doing really well on the offensive side.
Yeah, it's just
they just want shooters.
Yeah, it's just been real. You know, like trying to pick a favorite. Like for all of us, we were struggling because it's just so hard. Like we're sleeping on teams like OKC, who been a championship contending team for the last like 3-4 years now. It's just so hard in the West.
Yeah,
and we're not even mentioning teams like again Portland, Houston, Memphis. San Antonio, who won the championship last year.
Yeah, they are still the defending champs. Yeah. All right, you pick one team, though. Come in, slides into the eighth seed that's not in there now.
Slide into the eighth seed. Okay, I see if I had to choose, I see OKC and San Antonio staying in. I see the Clippers just making like a drastic fall, and I say New Orleans takes that eighth spot.
They're five games. Or no, they're more than five games.
They're
six.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm kind of always been like a little just cautious about the Clippers. I don't know
why. Like a sprained ankle.
Yeah, something like that.
Drake. Ain't nothing to play with.
All right, DV.
DV, who you got?
Falling out of the playoffs.
Anthony Davis is healthy for the rest of the season. I'm going Pelicans.
Is he coming back, though? He came back and he re-injured his shoulder again. He said he wasn't feeling it.
It's probably just a nagging injury that he's either going to have to push through or take the season off. I don't know.
My high school coach said there's a difference between being injured and being hurt.
You can play while being hurt. You can't play while being injured. ACL tear is being injured.
True. I mean, a shoulder injury like that, if it's just discomfort, okay. But if there's something deeper in his shoulder that's discomforting
and
he's
he's the future of the franchise.
He is the future of that franchise.
But I mean,
why go all, like, have him play injured for an A spot and go against the Golden State Warriors where
you're just going
to
lose.
Yeah, likely you might not even win a game.
Hope. Yeah. Hope. So there's more to it than just being hurt and being injured. It's being smart.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. That's where Derrick Rose. I mean, he just needs to just take his time with the injuries.
Like with my knee, it was it was a being hurt or being injured thing, but immediately after, you know, I got to start my collegiate career, and so you kind of have to think about that. So that's why I took time off in the summer before my freshman year.
Yeah. It's just look at the eight teams. It's just, you got Golden State, Memphis, Houston, Portland, Dallas, the Clippers, San Antonio, OKC. They'll all be marquee first round matchups. Like, they're in the Western Conference. Like, yeah, I'm going to be like watching like all the games and everything like that. All
right, one last question.
Yeah.
You think the East or the West is going to have the championship?
West.
DV?
I don't know. Because
definitely the West.
I know
you're thinking Cleveland. I'm
thinking Cleveland and Warriors. Like, that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, but I just see the West pulling. I don't think Cleveland.
I mean, that's a fairy tale for me. I'd have to go with the West.
All right.
I kind of look at the All-Star game.
I'm going West for sure.
All right,
Rockets.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time here. We'll be back next week again, same time, Wednesdays 4 to 5 here on the radio.dominican.edu. This is Ball is Life. I am your host again, DJ Smooth, with my co-host here,
DJ Roughhouse.
And our special guest, we always love when he comes in,
DJ DV, I do it.
All right, and we do it every Wednesday, 4 to 5, here on radio.dominican.edu. We'll see you next week. I want to love.